Victim by Adriel James Wolfe. Last night I dreamt the perfect movie, and this morning I can't remember how it ends. I walk into the office like I am a statue. We have these white statues that stand outside of the MNC Financial Services Institute building, and they look dead and uninspiring. I walk to the water fountain and take a sip and look out and see Sandy. Sandy is the woman from the floor above me who wears those killer white tops. Killer tops. God damn, I've been out of college for 10 fucking years and I haven't used that word the whole time. Killer. She uses the same elevator that I do, and she seems nice. But not like nice in the same way that my high school sweetheart or my first wife was. God damn, her tops make her tits look good. I crunch some numbers and sharpen some pencils and throw away some pens, and then inevitably end up by the water cooler, drinking warm water. I talk to Jimmy, and I talk to Jack, and they both tell me how much Sandy makes their blood pressure rise, and I nod and laugh, and they laugh back. I straighten my tie, and I get back to work. It's not like I wish my second marriage had worked. I'm glad she became a famous actress and everything that she wanted came true. If I was a bad guy, would I be glad that she was successful? I punch out for lunch and head to a bistro that makes this really great beef stuff. It's not like I hate my mother. It's more like she hates me. And that's not like that stupid fucking psychoanalyst bullshit, she hates me, stupidity. She really does. I mean, people talk about men treating women like a piece of meat, devouring them and spitting them out. How about that woman? I'm filling out some forms for a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Last night, in my dream, a young man sought the woman of his own dreams out for almost 45 minutes. I look up at about 2 in the afternoon, and I see Sandy talking with her girlfriends about God knows what. I never understood women. You could ask my first or second wife about that. They'd say I didn't know how to please them or how to stimulate the clitoris or whatever. I don't hate women any more than I hate anything else. I don't care what my shrink says. I do feel sorrow when I think about my second wife. God damn it, I cut myself on some paper. I don't care what any of those psychologists or medical doctors say. Paper cuts are the worst kind of pain. I shuffle through the rest of the day's paperwork, hating my first wife, thinking about Sandy. I'm thinking about how wrong all of those psychologists are. They suck worse than all those shitty vampire movies that have come out recently. I love my second wife. Fucking finger hurts. And psychologists suck balls, but obviously not mine. I get called into my boss's office. He's such a dick. He's got this almost long hair, but not quite. He smiles when he's tearing the fucking meat out of your legs. He tells me how my numbers are down and my customer satisfaction is low and my cholesterol is high or whatever the fuck he's babbling about. I just watch his jaw. It jacks on and on and on. I walk back out to my cubicle after receiving the delightful verbal anal raping by my esteemed boss and master. I think about breakfast with flakes and milk when I was 7. She wasn't the devil. She was my mother. At least that's what I tell my therapist. She doesn't approve, though. I eat a candy bar from the inside of my desk and stare at the window that leads to the outside of my cubicle world. I'm not a whiner. I just want my figurative anal virginity back. An announcement comes over on the loudspeaker. The newest addition to our community of advisors, Jerry Christmas. I fucking hate Jerry Christmas. He's the bane of all existence. I base this completely just judgment simply on the fact that he's a corporate vampire, even though he was gifted with the legal name of Jerry fucking Christmas. Why isn't this guy a damn porn star? It's 4 o'clock and I pick the shortest client list I can find. I'll be done right at 5, and then I'll be home, alone. Even if Sandy really had the ass of a 18-year-old and the brain of a 40-year-old, I still think it wouldn't work out between the two of us. Not in the long run. I finish the report on whatever client it is that I picked from the list. I remember the time that I thought I saw Sandy naked in the break room, but of course it turned out to be a dream. Oh well, I sometimes fantasize about how great every single goddamn fucking client will turn out to have the perfect life, full of scholarships and accolades and Nobel Peace Prizes. That made me feel better as I drove home that night. Well, after 5 o'clock, I thought about how weird it felt to have my own soul sucked into a vacuum. I walked into my abode, took off my clothes except for my boy short boxers, laid down in my bed, the one that Sandy has never been in. I wrap my left arm around my third wife, and I think about how stupid the word killer was. I thought about how much I wanted to fucking kill Jerry Christmas. I had a dream last night about the perfect movie, and now I can't remember how it ends. But I know that neither God, my first wife, my second wife, nor Sandy can tell me how it ends. So I guess I'll fall asleep and hope that I don't dream again.